Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is absolutely, I'll get into it later in the month of November, 11th day of November, 2025. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're so glad you're with us, and I mean that. I will tell you up front, our guest got sick. Kevin Annette could not join us tonight. We'll have him rescheduled hopefully next week. So tonight it would just be me and you. And I like to do that once in a while. I hope you all don't mind. I just enjoy sometimes conversation between us and folks. The phone lines are open this hour, almost from the top of the hour. I got a few things I want to say first, but I want to talk to you tonight too. I'm going to share some thoughts, my thoughts, and from my heart. As a man that's lived to be 77 years old, almost 8 decades in this country, to share what I have in my heart tonight concerning briefly on Veterans Day, being a veteran myself, and what I see the nation has become and the heartbreak around me. And I don't mind. Folks, I love laughter. Anybody knows me knows I like to laugh. I like to joke and have a good time with people I care for. But tonight I want to share some thoughts that are really sad thoughts. I don't know how else to put it. They're just thoughts that's in my heart daily. You know, the book of Ezekiel tells us when God sent the man with the inkhorn on his side to go through and mark those who are weeping and brokenhearted over the sins of Israel, he said, mark them. The rest of them, take out. If you live in America today and you call yourself a Christian, your heart's not broken over what you see, what you hear, then there's something wrong inside you. Before I go there, though, don't forget this weekend, Lord willing, we're going to have Bible study. And I hope you'll join us. It's easy to do, folks. Just go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and click on Rumble. And there will be a 10:30 a.m. Eastern. First half hour, as always, is dedicated to prayer requests and praise reports. 11:30, 12:30 is Christian Worldview News. Really solid news based on scripture and prophecy. 1 to 2 o'clock, a Bible study do this time entitled Weeping in Babylon. Now, I'm going to share something with you tonight, a scripture I'm going to read this coming Saturday also that I want to share with you tonight if you don't mind. But join us live if you can on internet, PastorButch.com. Go to Rumble and click on it. Or you can call it this number and listen also. And I hope you'll join us somehow or another. I like when you're live with us. Of course, you watch it recorded. We appreciate that. But it's always nice to have you there live. Sometimes we get new callers calling in, say hello to us. And a lot of times we're really busy in teaching whatever and can't get all the phone calls that we'd like to. But we want to hear from you, if at all possible. But you can call us at 339-209-4 519-239-209-5013. Now listen on that starting 10:30 a.m. Eastern. Please try to join us if you can at all. And Kevin, with Truth Be Told Radio Network, that carries our broadcast also, asked me to mention that we are now, you can watch us on Roku. Now, Roku, R-O-K-U, I know very little about. I know you can watch on TV. A lot of people have Roku devices. If you go to Roku and just type in the letters T-B-T-R-N. Now, that stands for Truth Be Told Radio Network. Truth Be Told Radio Network. T-B-T-R-N. And you can listen to the broadcast live. Don't be a picture there because I don't do video, although I could. I just don't. I've done radio so long, I don't have a face for video. I'm sorry. So anyway, you can now listen to the program live on Roku by typing in T-B-T-R-N. That stands for Truth Be Told Radio Network, and I hope you'll do that. I really do. And don't forget, the last night I mentioned James McCamick let me know that they had a few of the whole house filters left. And folks, talk about a steal and a deal. I mean, my goodness, you can purify your whole house. Water you drink to water you bath in, all that is purified on a whole house purification program. And the regular price is normally about $1,400 and some bucks. It's going to go to almost $2,000. Right now, he has what's left. I think he has a few of them left. I don't know how many. A whole house filter system that you can install yourself or have it done for $699. That includes shipping. A whole house water filter system for $699. Regular price, almost $1,500. Going to be up soon to almost $2,000. And I hope you'll take advantage of that, folks. He's really doing a good job trying to get this out in your hand so you can at least perhaps make sure you have pure drinking water. Now, you can call the office, nor that if you want to, or anything else you want. You can call toll-free. If you don't have long distance, just call the toll-free number, 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. Now, if you can call long distance, please call our toll number, 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. You can call us or start filling the phone lines up if you want to at 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Now, let's get into the broadcast tonight. I want to share with you a chapter of Psalms, Psalms 137. I'm going to explain to you after I read it why I'm sharing this with you and why I think most Christians today would be able to understand what I'm trying to say. And I think most of you could probably not only understand it, you probably have the same emotions and feelings I do over it. In Psalms 137, the Jewish people, and some of the other tribes also, were cast out of their home for sin, folks. They were captive in Babylon. Now, I don't want to get into a lot of detail. I did a teaching on American prophecy, but also I know that America is a huge part of the Babylonian system in the world today. We are the most wicked nation on the face of the earth. I know people don't want to hear that. I can't help it. We took our liberties, the First Amendment and others, and chose to sin with it and make all manner of filth, all matter of decadence, and exported overseas to many people. And that's also taught in Revelation 18 about America, the Babylonian system. So we live in Babylon. a huge nation that supports the whole Babylonian system in America today. Now, if you're a Christian, if you're a true believer in Christ, what I just said about the mark and the weeping, you understand what I'm saying. But here we have some of God's people. We're now captive in Babylon. It says this, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. If you are sitting there tonight listening to this program, and you have any age on you at all, you don't be 77 years old, maybe 40, maybe 50, maybe younger. But you see this country dissolve into a nation of confusion, immorality, hatred, division. That has to set in your heart some. Because of sin, we can't blame anybody but ourselves. We are now captive in Babylon, in the Babylonian system. And if you're now weeping because of what you've seen in your nation, when you think back what this country once was, as I can remember, folks, and though it was not a perfect country, we were well on our way to a total police state back in the 50s. We were well on our way to a police state back in the 50s. It just really multiplied and really sped up over the last 50, 60 years. But I remember America. I remember when it was a nation of somewhat of some morality and some backbone for righteousness. I remember that. But it says, we wept when we remember Zion. I weep and I think about America. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required us of us myrrh, saying us one of the songs of Zion. The ones that led us wasted us. And folks, we're being wasted in America. I know what everybody thinks. Oh, we're a free country, and all the veterans out there today we honored and fought and stood for our freedom and defend their freedom. Folks, we are probably, if not the most, one of the top three most enslaved nations in the world. I know. We can get in a car, we can drive across state to state, we can move state to state, we can live where you want to without being controlled. Oh yeah, understand all that. But you can't do any of that without permission. No, you can't. You can't travel cross country without a license to travel. You can't own property. No, you do not own property. No, you paid it off. Yeah, you may have the deed in your hand, but you got to pay your rent to the state every year, or you don't. You're not able to stay in your home that you paid for 30 years. It's not yours. The same with the automobile. If you don't pay tax on that, put a registration with that, license on it, sticker on it, you don't get to travel in your own car, do you? No, you don't. And you can't get married without permission. You can't go hunting and fishing without a license. You can't start a business without a license. You can't do a lot of things that we call ourselves at one time we were free to do and people expected to be that way. Can you imagine back in the 1800s when this nation was being settled, people going across this country in wagon trains, and every state, they had to stop by and get a permit to carry the guns across the state. Can you imagine what they would have done? What would have led to? So don't tell me, folks, about being a free nation. No, let's not be ignorant, okay? Let's not be ignorant of that. Let's not believe that any longer. Everything you do is taxed, controlled, monitored, including you, in order to travel today, especially if you want to fly somewhere. You have to prove your innocence before you get on a plane. They don't assume you're guilty. Well, they assume you're guilty. You got to prove you're innocent in order to board a plane. And it's soon coming to buses and railroads. It's coming real soon. We have been digitalized. Our DNA has been captured. All this in a nation that we say, to keep free. Folks, I went in the military in October 1971. Excuse me, 1967. Got out in April 1971. I really went in thinking I was doing my duty serve a country. No, back then they were drafting. They were still drafting young men back then, and I joined the Air Force. I was hoping to get some kind of career out of it. Didn't work out that way, but that's what I was hoping for. Joined the Air Force, traveled in different places around the world, stationed different places around the world. That base was in Thailand. We were first in Vietnam. We were around the Laotian border, too. We'd done different things. There were top secret crypto work, if you will, and communications. And I did what I thought was right, as my daddy did in World War II. He was a wounded prisoner of war. So we did what we thought was right. But I can tell you now, my friends, my dad didn't fight for this country to become what's become. He didn't. And I certainly didn't go into that idea to watch our nation disintegrate into a totally depraved, wicked nation that not only is wicked on the inside, but we're destroying nations around the world for wealth and power. And nothing's changed. Not one administration slowed that down. Not one has slowed it down, folks. Just think a minute. Not one has slowed that down. And I have in front of me here a list. I graduated high school back in 1966. There were 300 some boys and girls in that class when I graduated. About 90 of them have passed away. Out of the 90 that passed away, 4 died in Vietnam. Rex Bauer, Ronnie Hensley, Jackie Rock, and William Boyan, boys I went to school with, went and didn't come back. And I think back on that, what has happened in this nation since we went. And I was one of the blessed to come back. About 60,000 didn't come back. But to see this, to understand that we live in a country that is actually pretty much mocked the ones who shared and gave their life. Pretty much mocked them. I know we go through memorials and all the ideas of, well, we need to honor those people. And I understand that. I do. I truly do. I understand that. But it makes me very angry to know that those young men in my class didn't come home and nothing was ever said except they put their name on a wall in Washington, D.C. for a memorial. But they never had a chance to be married and have a family and grow. They died in a rich man's war. Just as World War I, World War II, all those wars were led by men of power and wealth to get more power and wealth. So let's not kid ourselves about this, my friends. We don't live in a free country. We haven't in my lifetime. It was much better when I was born back in 1948. It is now much, much better. But it's gotten a whole lot worse gradually, incrementally, with each passing administration. And I can name a few of them. I lived through a few of them. It's gotten gradually worse to the point now that if I would have passed away back in 1965 and come to life now, I wouldn't have recognized this country. I wouldn't have believed what's happened to our nation. I would have a hard time believing that we've become so morally corrupt, so morally decadent that we no longer even have don't even know how many genders there are. We don't even know there are male and female any longer. We become so morally corrupted and so morally depraved that we actually believe that we can do about anything we want to, and it's called normal. And it happens. That's what's happened. And this administration and I believe has done some things, perhaps slow that down. But they've done many other things, folks, to take us further into a civil war, cause division, and all manner of evil in that sense. And our young men are still serving. Many of them are still dying on scenes in wars since I've come out. Like we can name a lot of them, of course, Afghanistan, many others. We can name wars where they just the same thing did in Vietnam. We packed up and left our so-called allies behind, and a lot of young men and women also. This is what we want to celebrate, I guess you say, when we have Veterans Day. I'm sorry, and I don't mean to be disrespectful to anybody. I really don't, folks. I don't. My heart breaks when I think about these young men that didn't come home. And nothing is left to show for it except a tombstone and a name on a wall in D.C. It breaks my heart. And the words, thank you for your service, I know they come from sincere hearts. But I would to God the American people could see what's really happened and not be deceived into another rich man's war. From the elitist of America right on across the globe, I would to God that the American people would wake up and see this. I really mean that. I truly wish people would stop and think before they run off, waving their flags made in China and screaming to kill somebody. It's like 9/11. We know that wasn't done from anybody in the Middle East. Well, the Middle East part of it had some in it. Israel did. Israel had part in that also, but that's beside the point now. Point of it is, we jumped in and went over to Iraq and other places to look for weapons of mass destruction, got men and ladies both killed in this war and other wars over this so-called terrorist attack that we knew about and helped plan. Now, I know y'all probably don't want to believe that. Some of you don't. But a lot of you know it's true. So it really seems shallow when I say when somebody says thank you for your service. Not that they don't mean it, and I appreciate that. But I understand in my heart that it wasn't what I thought I was doing. It wasn't what I really thought being in the military would do to protect our nation, when our nation was being destroyed from the inside out. We'll play a song for you now before we go to break. And after the break, I'll take phone calls, like I said, at 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. This song I play about every Veterans Day when I do the program by myself. It's a song by George Jones entitled 50,000 Names on the Wall. And folks, it touches my heart to hear it. It brings a lump to my throat. I never went to see the wall in D.C. I wanted to. I still want to. I've never had the courage to go up there yet. I really haven't. And I apologize to anybody that may disappoint, but folks, I really have not had the courage to go up and look at the wall yet and see the names of these men written on that wall. But let's play a song in the honor of these men who died in Vietnam. Now, this is for all veterans, but to honor them because they went over there with the idea they were doing what's right. Now we know that they were suckered into it like every other war in this nation. Please play it for us, if you don't mind, Todd.
There's teddy bears and high school rings and all photographs that mamas bring, the daddies with their young boys playing ball. There's combat boots that he used to wear when he was sent over there. There's 50,000 names carved in the wall. There's cigarettes and there's cans of beer and notes that say I miss you dear, and children who don't say anything at all. There's purple hearts and packs of gum.
Fatherless daughters and fatherless sons, and there's 50,000 names carved in the wrong. They come from all across this land in pickup trucks and minivans, searching for a boy from long ago. They scan the wall and find his name. The teardrops fall like pouring rain, and silently they leave a gift and go.
They're stars of David and rosary beads and crucifixion figurines and flowers of all colors, large and small. There's a Boy Scout badge and American, little American flags waving in the wind, and there's 50,000 names carved in the wall. There's 50,000 names carved in the wall.
Alrighty, folks. There's nothing I can add to that. I know that the little what they call the little war in Vietnam, but nothing compared to World War II. I realize that World War I, nothing compared in comparison to the size or maybe the numbers of the dead. But it was still a war. I know they called it a police action, but I have friends that survived that. They're good friends of mine. But tell you that you call whatever you want to, but it was still war with somebody shooting at you. Back at the break, the phone calls 717-300-1698.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods at bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Heard. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Heard Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Heard Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back on the phone lines right away. But I just want to say this. I didn't mean come. I hope I wasn't doing this tonight to depress you and make you feel really rotten inside. I didn't mean it that way. I said all that to hopefully, prayerfully, make somebody understand that we have been suckered and there's so many things that are totally immorally wrong. Morally wrong. And for the sake of some wealthy individual or empire or corporation or the elite, folks, it's all wars have been scoped and planned up with somebody for control, power, and wealth. All of them, every one of them. Now, there might be one side that's right for defense. Maybe they had a just call to defend themselves, but every war is planned for the same purposes. And we had no business in Vietnam, no more than in Afghanistan or North Korea or South Korea, sorry, South Korea. We had no business there. I know what the reasons were. I know what they say. But look back over history, folks, and see what's happened to a nation we thought we were fighting to preserve. Look what's happened to this nation. And we now live in Babylon. And it breaks our heart. Let's go to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in. Welcome.
Can you hear me?
I can.
In 1985, I was going to the University of Georgia. And that summer, I clerked for our congressman from our district up in Washington. And as part of that, you know, you got to go to see all the sites and everything. And I walked the wall. And I remember, I'm 6'4", and I remember you start out and you're going, the wall goes down from you. And you enter it, the wall's on your left. And you start out, you walk down into it, and the names start. And suddenly, the things at my head level, and you're looking at nothing but names, and you're getting deeper and deeper. And by the time you get to the bottom of it, you're overwhelmed. And back then, I bought the government line on pretty much everything in terms of history. But still, it's overwhelming, the sense of loss, needless loss, that had to be sacrificed for then, I thought, a worthy cause. But I was going to tell you this. the best speech I've ever seen by a uniformed soldier giving about war. I saw a kid in 1969 on Hamburger Hill. He was being interviewed. It looked like the morning after a battle. You could tell he had been through it. And the interviewer asked him, what advice would you project 50 years out into the future about this? And he said, fathers, don't send your children to fight wars that politicians start.
Yes. Yes.
I think that was a Veterans Day speech.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's so easy, Tom, unfortunately, to get people worked up into a frenzy with a lie and cause them to think it's patriotic to send their sons and now daughters to go over and die for nothing. You know, one of the chapters, one of the books I wrote was entitled Patriotic Idolatry. Patriotic Idolatry. That's what it boils down to. And we've been suckered so many times. My prayer is more people get their eyes open and see it. But unfortunately, I think America is too far gone, not only in that direction, but as a nation to even unite together for anything, because we've been divided into so many different factions that hate each other. I don't think it can be turned around anymore. I think we are so.
I don't either. And I'm reading my father. My father was born in 28, and he by the 90s he started writing memoirs. We didn't find these until after he died. But he's talking about when he was a kid coming up and how it was work from sun up to sundown, but everything was necessary for life, including washing the clothes, milking the cow, turning it into butter, all that stuff. And it took a group effort. It took a family plus the neighborhood around them to make the thing work because, you know, you could have land, but you had to have it farmed and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
are not at that place right now. Everything,
no,
you know,
not.
You get on a tractor and you can do a whole field. Well, it doesn't work like that in a depression when everything's shut down. Those people went through the depression and they were able to survive. I remember my mom saying we were poor, but we never knew we were poor because we had everything we needed.
Yep, that's right.
Not going to be that way this time. And we are teetering on the brink and we are not ready as a society.
No, we're not. Unfortunately not, Tom. And as I said many times, it breaks my heart for everybody, but especially for our children and grandchildren.
I think it's coming quicker than that, but I mean, I'm not calling out times, but I think we're here.
But our children and grandchildren that are alive today are going to pay for our stupidity, our apathy.
Oh, okay. I misinterpreted what you said. I was thinking about future generations.
Yep. I think we're going to see a lot of things happen. You're right. And I don't think it's very far away. Really, I mean, look what's happening right now.
I know.
And look how much it's multiplied in the last 20 years.
And look at the people's reactions to what's happening. I mean, with these boat people getting killed and everything, and everybody's just like, oh, well, we're doing the right thing. No, we're not.
Yeah. How do we know we are anyway? There's been no proofs given to us. How do we know?
If you stopped them and found that they really had the fentanyl and whatnot on the boat, do you just summarily kill them? I mean, We are so far adrift, and I think the people don't even see what's going on. They follow the television.
My question is, if they knew they had drugs in it, why didn't they intercept them with the Coast Guard or something? Why didn't they intercept
them? And they're in a motorboat 1,500 miles away from the United States. There's no gas stations in the ocean. They'd have to stop and refill about five or six times. But anyway,
I don't know. We're easy. We're easily snookered.
Let me get off the phone and
all right, thanks,
y'all.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Appreciate it, Tom. Good call. Good points. Thank you. All right, let's stay right here in West Virginia. Let's talk to Chance. Chance, come on in. Welcome.
Well, Pastor Butts, I'll be real quick. You know what my biggest pet peeve is that really saddens me? There seems to be a trend now of military and law enforcement beating on and arresting innocent and peaceful protesters. Now, I don't mind if they shoot people who loot and throw Molotov cocktails and loot and burn, you know? But innocent, peaceful protesters, I have a problem watching this. I see elderly women with walkers being arrested. I see elderly blind men with their guide dog, even arresting the blind dog, too, arresting the blind man. And these are innocent, peaceful protesters. What in the world is going on when authority does this to innocent, peaceful protesters? You know, I can't believe it.
Well, that's what happens when we believe it's done for our own good. And a lot of people are cheering for that. But, you know, I have a problem with the military being on the streets anyway. That's not their call. That's not their job. I mean, the military is not supposed to be on the streets. I mean, this is a complete dismissal of the Constitution, plus comitatus, everything else. This is taking away any semblance of any freedom to speak and speak your mind. Yes, I'm with you. If they burn down businesses and looting things, absolutely, take them out. But the military should not be there.
I don't mind if they shoot them people who destroy and loot and burn. But innocent people, especially elderly people, I see them carrying them away by their arms and their legs. And I says, what kind of threat is an innocent, peaceful protester, an elderly person to you? I can't fathom this.
Good point. And not only that, the so-called new speech laws where you can't say anything, do anything without being arrested. Especially if you talk about the Zionists. So that's where we are today. Sad but true. Good call. Anything else, Chance?
No. It just really saddens me to watch it. It's
it does
a trend all over the world. Every country I'm noticing.
It breaks my heart. It does. It breaks my heart. But good call.
All
thank
right.
you.
Bye-bye
appreciate
now.
Chance. Thank you. All right. Let's stay right here again and talk to Joe. Joe in West Virginia. Come on in.
Thank you for taking my call, Butch. Do you remember in the 1960s the protest marches that took place?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And do you remember Kent State?
Oh, yes. I do.
Now, those people who don't know about Kent State, the National Guard was called out to this campus, this college. And apparently there was a Vietnam protest march taking place. And the National Guard had killed a couple of people there. What kind of country do we have, Butch?
Well, you know, as we discussed this past weekend briefly in Bible study, that the 60s, we'll call them some hippies, whatever, had the right idea. They went about it the wrong way, but they were right. And that's, so these things, it just escalates since then, Joe. We're losing more and more of our liberty to even speak up, much less get involved in any kind of, we'll say, protest. We're being arrested for speaking our mind.
Oh, I know. And they don't want the repeat of the 1960s because it was pretty powerful, even though it was not Christ-centered.
No,
Woodstock, and the songs are coming out in that day. Free love, rock and roll, and sex. And, you know, a lot of that was not Christ-centered at all. But they did have a message because there was a million people that marched on D.C. against Vietnam. And,
yep.
You know, Butch, I love my country, but I hate what it's become.
Amen.
You know, and you open up talking about the political parties. First off, and I always say this a lot, the Democrats, American Communist Party, 1955, they were infiltrated by the U.S. Communist Party USA. And at one time, Democrats were a really good, strong group of people. Now, the Republican Party, which is the National Socialist Party, or the American Socialist Party, they pretty much been that way since their infancy, since they became a party at the time of Abraham Lincoln. Now, since that's all taking place, what two parties have been mostly in control of everything? Democrats,
yeah.
Republicans.
Yeah.
And the Republicans have taken more rights away from us, and they claim that they're for the people. But, you know, and the Democrats, they use the constitutional rights to get their agenda through, which is perversion. And if you look at the Democrats, the final goal with them is going to be like Joseph Stalin. And with the Republicans, the final goal with them is going to be like Adolf Hitler. They both clashed together. Hitler was frightened of Joseph Stalin.
Well,
and the only
Go ahead.
Well, the only difference between communism and socialism, we're told where to live, where to work, what education we should get. They decide for us everything. In socialism, we have no rights, all the rights are taken away from us by privileges, and yet we believe we're free.
Yep. Well, who was it once said there's no one's more enslaved than those who falsely believe they're free? Well, Joe, thanks for the call. I got to jump, but thanks, Carl. Appreciate it.
You too.
I mean, folks, we have been deceived for so long, and I'm guilty. Only God knows in heaven how much my heart breaks, how ignorant I've been for so many years. Let's go next to our brother Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch, and make sure you talk loud, for I flew way too many flights on those C-130 aircraft, those four-propeller jobbers that are still
They were noisy. They were noisy.
They are noisy, and especially when you're inside one all the time.
Well, so, I got to ask you this. This is a bit off topic. I want to ask you this. We flew in them, especially in Southeast Asia. We flew in them for different bases, and they didn't have seats that we sat in the luggage, I guess, carriers, or the place where they stored the supplies they carry. We had to sit in straps. So they didn't have seats in ones I flew in. Did they have seats in yours?
Yeah.
But they have seats in ours.
We had some seats beside the communications equipment we had on the aircraft order to intercept the surface-to-air missile sites and stuff.
Well, I was cargo. I was cargo. I wasn't on that. I was being hauled from base to base. Okay, go ahead.
But I just want to say, praise the Lord for you, Pastor Butch. I had one of my worst days ever. I had diarrhea and didn't make it to the bathroom in time. And so I got to clean up for about 2 hours, the mess I made. But praise the Lord, I have not broken an arm or a leg. And I just want to praise the Lord that my friend Phil Hudock and I, he and I had a long discussion. And Phil and I agree on a lot of stuff. And Phil is a wonderful friend of mine. And I talked with Donna Roby today. Gary is not doing well. So Gary Roby really needs our prayers. So I would like to put that prayer request in. But I want to tell in front of everyone here, Pastor Butch was in the same U.S. Air Force Security Service that I was, and he served, and we don't like to fight wars that politicians start and send our children, our grandchildren, into a grind, like a meat grinder, to be brought back. Some of them lost their minds, some through drugs and everything, and we need to remember to pray for our veterans. And if they're not Christian, pray that they'll come to know the Lord, but pray that they'll wake up to what's going on. And we are facing, and I heard it today from the son of the guy that founded Hamas. The son got an interview on Fox. I got to hear him, and he really laid it down that they're using Islam and stuff to basically finish tearing down the American, what they call the American Empire. But there's a lot of people involved in it. We just need to pray that God will protect those that he needs to protect and would want to protect. And but the rest of us, may we die as Christians opposing evil when we see it. And may we follow the command in Ephesians 5:11 that says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of the devil, but rather reprove them.
Amen.
We're to reprove them. We're to drag them to the spotlight and shine the light on them. I just want to thank everyone. Thank you in front of everyone for your faithfulness, Pastor Butch, and for your love for the people out there that listen to Call to Decision. And thank you so much for all that you do to expose evil. Ephesians 5:11.
Thank you.
A command. It's not a suggestion. God bless Amen. You. Love you, Pastor Butch.
Thank you, Daryl. Thanks for all you do, too. Thank you, my friend. And I mean that. Folks, you mentioned Gary and Donna Roby. Two of the sweetest people in the world. Do keep Gary and Donna in your prayers, please. Both of them have health issues. Please keep me in your prayers, and Lord, may grant them some health. Gary and Donna have been true warriors for the unborn babies that have been slaughtered by the thousands, tens of thousands, millions in the womb. They've stood in the streets and did everything they could to get people to pay attention, being asked to leave church and everything else. So keep Gary and Donna in your prayers, please. And folks, the lines are open at 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. And I want to say this in closing, if you don't mind, a little different direction perhaps a little bit, but I want to say this. I got a letter from Dave from a sweet, sweet lady in the Northwest. Been a good friend with us for years, and I'm not going to mention her name, but said she can't any longer support our ministry because of what I said about the Jews. And I got to say this. I'm going to say it very clearly. I never said anything derogatory about Jews in general, no more than I have about Ukrainians in general, or even Americans in general. I never say it, blamed it on any certain people. I blame it on those who are calling themselves Jews but are not Jews, as Revelation teaches us. So I certainly am not throwing stones at those who are decent people who happen to come from the tribe of Judah. No. No more than I do from the tribe of Ephraim, where we come from. No. I don't do that. I'm just saying, and I've said many times, that the false ones that are now in charge of Israel, and folks, just well face the fact, Netanyahu is not a Jew. Netanyahu is not a Jew. Look it up for yourself. He is not a Jew. Maybe he professes the religion of being a Jew, but he's not a Jew. I had to say that. So I'd hate to, if he offends anybody, I truly apologize, but I'm telling the truth, and I'll stand by the truth the day I die. And God bless you for what you believe and stand for what you believe in. But folks, check out what I say. Check me out and make sure I'm telling the truth. And if you don't believe what I just said, Netanyahu is not a Jew. Look it up for yourself. All right? Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Good evening, Pastor Butch.
Good evening.
First, I have a prayer request for Mike. He was just diagnosed with liver cancer.
Oh.
I sent him. And yes, I told him about the Tehebo tea. Well, his sister-in-law is my friend, and she told him about the Tehebo tea. And his girlfriend's daughter checked it out, and she's going to start drinking it, just to start drinking it.
All right. But, good.
So we're getting on that. Before they put all this radiation stuff into his liver.
Yes.
But that's not why I'm calling. I'm calling because the protesters in Vietnam, the so-called peaceful protesters in Vietnam, and then there are the ones that were peaceful protesters that proceeded to abuse the Vietnam veterans when they came home.
That's very true. Very true.
Treated them like dirt, which is why when the first Gulf War came along, the Vietnam veterans stood up and said, we're not having our children treated the way we were.
Yes. That's yes. Very true.
And then they're the ones that started the Wall Project as well. The veterans, not the government, the veterans. The government likes to claim it, but it was the veterans that started it. And they did a good job of gathering up funds. They had to go to the government to get a spot to put it. But yeah.
That's very true.
For the wall, not the monument thing that they put out there, but for the wall, yes. So, there's bad things about everything. But the truth is that if we had done what the Revolutionary War people did when they said, well, you know, that's talking about limiting whiskey, you couldn't make your own whiskey, and you couldn't have certain weapons, and they rebelled, and they got rid of that.
Yes, you did. And they fought over a tax that we haven't stood up to fight against anything, really. We compromised our way right into hell.
No, the post-World War II children really never, did not have to do what the previous generation did to survive.
That's why we lost it. That's why we lost it. They had no idea.
Worse and worse as we go. Yeah.
Yep. Well, we become softer, more ignorant, and everything else. We're down about the last minute or so, Jan. 2 minutes. What do you want to say, Jan? Go ahead and finish up.
If you want to. I'll let you go, and God bless everybody, and God bless the fighting men who are out there now and who are about to tangle with who knows.
Yeah, what. I agree. Well, thank you so much, Jan, for being there with us. I appreciate you. Thank you. I appreciate you. All right, we're down with the last couple minutes. Folks, I just want to say this, and I don't even hardly bring it up, hardly ever, but if you can help us hopefully pay some bills, we need your help. That's all I'm asking. I'm not going to say anything more than that. It's been a little bit slow. This time of year usually gets that way. It gets worse as you go into the so-called holidays. And if you don't mind, keep us in mind, I'd appreciate that. Anything we do for you at the office, please feel free to call us. We'll do what we can, I promise, to help you anyway. You don't have to order something. You just want to call and ask any questions. You want to talk to me any day of the week. You call the number. Somebody will find me and I'll call you back. Please take my word for it. I am not unreachable. I'm nothing but a servant. Don't ever think of anything more than that from me. I'm only a servant. If I deserve respect, I appreciate that. But please don't ever think I'm anything above you or anybody else. I'm just a servant that lives in West Virginia, down what we call a holler in West Virginia, a country boy born and raised in this state. And that's all I am, just a servant. So please feel free to call if you have any questions you want to ask me personally. I will call you back. Of course, we're in the office from 9 to 4 every Thursday to take phone calls and talk with folks. That's what we're here for. This is a ministry. I am a minister. But I will tell you the truth. I don't want to upset you when I do it. But folks, I have no choice but to tell the truth. In the last chapter of Hebrews, I have to give account for your souls. And I'm not going to take a chance of any more than I already have of teaching wrong things and compromising to go along, get along. I can't do that. That's not what I've been called to do. But please pray for each other. Stand faithful to Christ. And listen, whatever the future holds, as long as I can, I'll be here. As long as I possibly can. We need help right now to pay the bills. But as long as I can be here, I plan on being here. The Lord hasn't said I can quit yet. He really hasn't. But I'll be here as long as I can. And we'll see you tomorrow night, Lord willing. God bless y'all. Good night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.